Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Mi'ila Daf Yud Aleph. We begin on Yud Amud Beis, beginning of the new Perek at the Mishnah, which is five lines from the bottom. Vlad Chatas. We have a carbon Chatas, which had an offspring. Halacha is, we're going to get back in Maseches tomorrow. There is a special halacha, L'moshe Mesinai, that there are five variations of Karbanos Chatas, which cannot be offered on the Mizbeach. They're left to die. They're called Chamesh Chatois HaMesuis. Now the Mefarash to you, the Rashi here explains beautifully, he says, because Chatas can only work if it's the original, if it was Hufresh for this purpose, for this person, to atone for this sin. But if it's a derivative of a chatas, it's a vlat chatas, or a tmura, an exchange, that's not the original. That's not a chatas that was set aside for the purpose. Avi machaper on anechet, he says that by the vlad, by the tmura, he adds that it was generated by avera, because a tmura is something inappropriate. So that's the reason why tmura's chatas cannot be used for kapara. You can't use for kapara something which was brought about through an improper, inappropriate process. A chatas whose owner died, there too he says, it's not relevant anymore. Ein kapara l'meisim. Why? Because their misa experience was already mechapar and their averus. Okay, that explains the Mishnah. Vlad chatas, tmura's chatas, the chatas shemesu baleh, whose owner died, he'll lose all these golemis. They have no function, no purpose. We have two more on the list of five. V'shebra shenasa, a chatas which is over the first year since birth, so it's over age, unsuitable. V'shavda or, it went missing. V'nimsis, and you discovered it as a balasma, blemished. So in these two cases, it depends. If the owner opted out, im v'shechipra b'ilim, the owner had already had decided to use something else, Rashi says. So instead of figuring out a way to salvage these, the overage or the blemished one, by selling it, by using its money to buy it, he chose to use the other one, a proper animal, as his kapara. So in effect, he rejected these. So in addition to the fact that it's overaged, he also rejected it. In addition to the fact that it's been lost and found as a ball, he rejected it. Even Shekib Rabbi on Thomas, it's stamped as Achata Samis. Okay, in that case, it no longer has Kedusha's carbon. It has no carbon value to it. It's not going to be put on the Mizbeach. It's not going to be redeemed for a carbon. Very nice, a tmura can't generate a tmura as per a standard carbon, because here it doesn't have hakrava value. Right, Tosis explains. Given the azal ibud is going for destruction, slated for ibud, lo yishaychavu mila is not applicable, but lo yikarinavu kachi Hashem, and no longer has the status of kachi Hashem, it can't generate a tmura, and likewise there's no mila. Although you're not meant to partake in this animal, because it has Kedusha, has some element of Kedusha, but there's no Me'ilu B'lei Mo'ele. Let's turn to the next topic. So this is all if you opted to use the other one, ignore this one. But suppose it's still pre-Kapara, and the owner wants to salvage this this animal. Is there a way to do it? Yep. So in the case of the balasmon, Rashi says, no need to wait, just sell it and use the money for a chatas. In the case of the overaged, you have to wait until it gets a blemish, right? Tirachit, istov, send it out to the farm, until it gets a mum, timach, have it sold, v'yavi, or v'yikhu, v'me'acheres, and use the money to buy a proper chatas. And that is a proper chatas with full kedusha, v'oisa temura, and that one can make a temura, v'oisa temura me'alon, but of course there's meal on that. So the Mishnah split the list into two parts. It began with three, Vlad, Tmura, and Mesa Baleo, stamped as Lemisa. no salvageable option. Then we have two more where there is a salvaging option. Why does the Mishnah split into two groups? Maishna Reshet like a Mifliki. Why in the Reshet? There's no differentiation. There's no survival option. Or Maishna Sefer the Kamifliki when the Sefer we have options. The answer is Reshet Psikale, Sefer Le Psikale. In the Reshet, there's no other option. It's clear cut Lamisa. In the Sefer we have options. Now, why repeat the same Mishnah here as we had back in Temura? We learned the same Mishnah by Temura. Answer: Tanach Mishnah Temura. Tanach Mishnah Temura. There it's discussed because of the Temura element of the Mishnah, and on account of that, we bring the Mila component as well. And here it's exactly the opposite. Tanach Mishnah Mila. Here it's discussed because of the Mila, which is the subject of the Alma Sechta. On account of that, we throw in the we add the Temura element as well. Next Mishnah: Mavashmos Linzi Rusi. Person set aside money for his nazir fund to finance his karbonis. Three karbonis in total: chatas, oila, and enshlam. Now, chatas and oila are kachik adashim, where there is a mila ready from the year from the start, whereas shlamim has no mila until later in the process. What is the status of this money, which is meant to purchase all three? The chatas and oila, which has mila, and the shlam, which doesn't. Once again, it has a sort of in limbo status. There's no mila. You can't have enough, but there's no mila. Why? Because a portion of this fund is earmarked for a shlamim, which carries no mila. And technically, every single coin in this fund can be used for shlamim. So you can't really identify a mila enabled coin. Each one can say, well, it's not me, it's the other one. Each one of these can be used to buy a shlamim. Now the Lecha Mishnah says, but if you have enough in the entire fund, then certainly you've committed milo, because inevitably there is chatas money in there. Some disagree. Mace, the fellow had a nazir fund and he passed away. Once again, he had undesignated, unlabeled monies. Rashi says it's halacha mishmei Sinai, the unused nazir money goes l'nadava to the public oila fund. What about ma'isma for Rashi? The money had been designated, been labeled. This is for my chatas, this is for my... So after his passing, what happens? Dvei chatas, the chatas money, yelchu liyam amelch, to Dead Sea, for destruction. Lo yinenev liyam, there's no me'ilah, because it doesn't have carbon value anymore, but there's no hanah medrabon. Dmei oila, sure, you have view oila. People bring an oila with it. You can bring an oila for a person who passed away. It should be a schus for him. Umayal ben, there's mila on that money because it's full fledged, full blown carbon material. Dmei shlamim, likewise, you have view shlamim. It can be used for a shlamim even if there is passing. So only the chatas is linked to the owner. If there's no owner, there's no bringing the chatas, as we had in the Mishnah, right? Chatas amesa, right? But oil of shlamim, you can bring from his money even after his passing. Yabiyu shlamim, and to a certain extent, it has a unique status of a shalmi nazir, shlamim of a nazir, and therefore when a chol niyamechad, it has a shorter time span. It's even within a day, in contrast to a standard shlamim which has 2 days, because this is a shlamim of a nazir. Ve'ein tunin lechem, but still, you don't bring along breads like a regular nazir, because that needs the actual owner, the actual nazir here, which you don't have. Mask of Larish Lokish. So you reverse back to that point where you had this collective fund, unlabeled, undesignated, unspecified. Each coin can technically serve as the financer for the shlomim, so there's no meal on the entire pot. Why doesn't the Mishnah cite another example of such a case? Carbon fund with no meal. Listening now, we should also add a case, Hamafish Mois Lekinim. He had a fund to buy birds for a carbon. There too, loy nen and loy mael. There should be no meila. You know why? Technically, he can buy birds that are underage. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, Toyer, a certain type of bird, has to be a certain point of maturity to be kosher for a korban. And B'nai Yoni is just the opposite. They're meant to be young, and overage, they're unsuitable. The Parshim say that the main crux of his argument was the first part, that technically a person could buy Torah still underage and wait for them to grow into the into their proper age. And if that's the case, since in their current state they're not roi for karm, there's no me'ila as of yet, so the money used to purchase those birds, or theoretically that can be used to purchase those underage birds, should not have the me'ila component attached to them. Because if he were to carry out his intention and buy these birds, there would be no me'ila. Similar to the money that can be used to buy a shlamim, there's no me'ila. Amar Rava, since when he meant to buy underage birds? That's not its intended purpose. Amar Torah, b'moyistum and havei shlamim. In contrast to the Nazir, with the unspecified money, Torah instructs him to buy a shlamim with, that's its proper destiny. And since Shlom has no Mila, the money doesn't either. But since when did the Torah tell you to buy underage birds? True, if he would do it, you have a point, but who says he's supposed? It's not intended for that purpose. Amra Torah, hobby, question mark, hobby, Torah, shaligi, as mana? Sheinon, ruim, shall not fit, limits beyah? Meant to buy proper birds, which have Mila. And that's why the money as well has Mila. Continues Mishnah, Shimon Omer, Hadam. The blood of a korban, kal b'tchila, so initially it's lenient. We'll see in a minute what this means. V'chamer b'seifa, but eventually it becomes more strict, which is the exact opposite of nesachan. The wines, they point them as be'ach. Chamer b'tchila, initially it has me'ila. V'chal b'seifa, but ultimately it's more lenient. Explains the Mishnah. Dam, the blood of a korban, b'tchila, so imayalboy. Initially, there's no me'ila on dam. Surprise! Even though dam is the essence of the hakrava, it's the life force of the animal, that's the representation of the entire korban. There's no mila, as we're going to see in the Gemara based on Psuk. Yot l'nachal kidron, however, once it flows out to the Kidron Valley, before the farmers can take it as fertilizer, chacham say, wait, pay up. Mayalambay, otherwise it's mila m'derabanan. So it sort of goes up a notch, and mila is applied. Nesachim, just the opposite. B'tchilos mayalambay, initially, before you pour it, it has mila. That's for the Mizbech, it's Kachi Hashem. But Yod L'Shisim, once it descends down into the subterranean cavity, into the drain below the Mizbech, it's done. Nazas Mitzvasai. Ey, my alma, there's no Mila. Tan Rabban, my alma, don't, the Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon. So regarding blood, although there's no Mila, but not Torah, and Rabban, there's Mila applied. Racham, ey, my alma, there's no Mila, and Rabban. My time, I'm done, ey, my alma. In Parshim, modify the Lashon of the Gemara. To mean as follows. Well, the Gemara means to ask. The question is, "Min Rabbanan, is there meila on blood, but not Torah?" All seem to agree there's no meila. Why? My time, Adam, Imam. Why do we say there's no meila on Torah? Wouldn't you think that dam is the most critical element of a korban? Of course, it's meila. Amar ulam akol. The pasuk says, "Ani nesati lachem." I gave you the blood for the purpose of akrava. Nesati lachem. It's yours. It's yours for Akrova Shalachem. It's yours, meaning there's no Me'ila. Although it's for Kapara, but there's no Me'ila. Tvira Bishmol Tana, a different source. L'chaper, it's meant for Kapara. L'chaper Nasatev, I designated for atonement. V'lemi, not for Me'ila. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Omakor, the Pasuk says, Adam hu b'nefesh y'chaper. Hu means it stays consistently the same status. L'fnei Kapara, k'laha Kapara. Hu. So just like after atonement, there's no question that there's no meila. Likewise, even before atonement, before it's processed, there's no meila. Ma lacha kapara ein b'meila, just like no meila after kapara, that seems to be a given. And soon the Gemara will question that. Afaf ne kapara ein b'meila, there's no meila before kapara either. Ema, perhaps, go the other way around. Assume that meila does apply before kapara, and it stays consistently in that on that track, and Mila applies even Lacha Kapara. So maybe just the opposite. The Ema, maybe we could say, Malafnei Kapara Yishma Mila, just like before Kapara is Mila, let's assume so. Af Lacha Kapara Yishma Mila. can't say that. You can't suggest that there will be me'il even after kapar, after the fact. Do you find a precedent to something which whose mitzvah has already been completed and fulfilled? And this should be me'ilah applied, v'yishma me'ilah? So you can't suggest that. I might like, why not? I'll give you a, I'll find you an example. We turn down the base. Harei Tumas HaDashen, classic, right? Tumas HaDashen, the ashes shoveled off the mizbeach and placed on the floor alongside the mizbeach, which gets absorbed into the ground, and went from a pasuk. V'samoi eitzel ha-mizbeach, v'samoi leave it here. Don't touch it. It's me'ilah. Harei Tumas HaDashen, which has me'ilah, even though shenasas mitzvasoi, its mitzvah has been fully done, and still v'yesh b'me'ilah. So maybe by the dam as well. No, but how will the Tumas HaDashen v'yverse mishtaleach? The answer is because we have two exceptions to the rule. One that you mentioned, also the parts, the animal of the Sar Mishtaleach, which is thrown down the cliff on Yom Kippur, where it's also Asur Bahano, despite being Nasis Mitzvah. And we know that we find two examples, two exceptions, Shneik Suvin Abon Keach, two psukim that coincide on the same halacha. Basically a repetition to tell you, limit it to these two, otherwise it would just say it once and apply it elsewhere. It's meant to limit it to those. Only those have this uniqueness. When you have these two psukim that point out something unusual, you can't apply it elsewhere. So true, you found two exceptions, but only those. That's true when you find two exceptions. You're assuming that the Yisrael Mishtalech remains usher even after the fact. So you have two. Elamad Omar, Nanamen, if you go according to the opinion that you could benefit from the Yisrael Mishtalech after the fact, now you only left with one exception, Tumas HaDashen. Michael Amos, so back to the question. Apply that concept to them as well. Oh, there's another exception for a total of two. Shem Dahava, the Tumas HaDashen, that's one. Ubite Gehuna. God, the warning of Kippur, which is a one-time use. It's off-limits going forward. It's Asur Bahano, despite being Nasas Mitzvah. So now you have two. You have Shnei Ksuvin Ben Keachot. V'chol Shnei Ksuvin Ben Keachot Neim Lomdi. You can't learn from there. Halichal Rabban, that's going on to Rabban. The Amr you say, hands off, the Bidei Kehuna. V'licham Sham, leave them there. Hide them, put them away. Malamed, we learn Shein Tunin Gris, you have to put them away. Shaper. So now you have two exceptions. Two examples of Nasis Mitzvah, which are also Shumas HaDashen and Bidikun. Ella Allah Rabbi Dais, according to him, the Amor says, Mutal Shamash Ben Kohen Hedyet. The Torah just means that a Kohen Gadol can't rewear it, but a Kohen Hedyet. So next year, you know, you can't wear it again for Yom Kippur. But it's usable. So that's off the list. Michael Memas, now only back to one. The answer is we still have two. Mishum Nahava, Tumas HaDashen, that's one. Ve'egla Arufa, here's another one. The calf after the Arufa. It's L'Asir Bahano. So now you have Shnei Ksuvin Ben Keachot. Okay, so the Gemara, fine. But you're working with the assumption that if you have two psukim, it's meant to be limited. Hanicha, that's good and well. Lamandama, according to the opinion that says, Eimelam, you can't learn if you have two exceptions. Elo Lamandama, according to the opinion that disagrees with that formula. You could learn even from two exceptions. Michael Lehman, now we're back to the question. Apply that concept to Dam as well. And even after Zrika, there should be Yasser Hano. So, as the Gemara, that's in general. But here we have Miutim in the Pasuk, limiting indicators in the Pasuk to tell you. Leave it to these two. Three miyut, exiv ya two miyut, exiv hasim harufa. The group says harufa, the extra hey harufa. Only this one, exiv hasim, we find by the Tumas HaDashen as well. Samai, place it, him, the ashes. Eitzel mizbeach, hani, and only these two are given this unique status that there's an element of kedusha that which outlasts the mitzvah. Midachrin aloy, but it doesn't apply elsewhere. Hence, we know that blood after kapara is certainly mila free, and the word who says its status is consistent throughout. And just like post-Hakrova, there's no Mila, likewise pre-Hakrova. What about the Nesachim? Betchilu Me'al Behen, initially there was Mila, it's Kachi Hashem, but then Mila expires after pouring. Leima Masnisin Deloy Kerbel Zerot Tzadok. Apparently it's not going like that Shita, Who maintains Mila even after the pouring, the Sanya? He says, "Let us have the koyim." A little curtain. In fact, it was this little opening, this little passageway. Hoya ben kevesh l'mzavdin, the kevesh on the ramp of the mizbeach. Morovish kevesh on the western side of the kevesh, which was used to access the underground cavities where the wine would accumulate and harden. They would take it out and burn it. It's less kedusha. Achas l'shem shana, once in 70, once a lifetime. Pirchek yehun yarden boy, the young Kohen would climb down, and they would bring up umavian yain korish, it's congealed globs of congealed white shu demi l'gulgdei, which appeared like these round, circular shaped figure cakes. V'soyfern oyse b'kedusha, they would burn it with kedusha, the makam kodesh, like any kachem, which is possible, like any shenema b'kodesh, hasech nesach shechel Hashem. You meant to pour the wine. And from the word b'kodesh, we learn k'shem shenesucha b'kedusha, kach shefase b'kedusha, just like you pour it in a kedusha manner in the, you know, Beis HaMikdash, in the Mizbeach, likewise. The just like that's done in Makam Kodesh, likewise the Sreifa is done in Makam Kodesh. So clearly he's regarding them as materials that have Kedusha. And presumably it has Mila as well. Unlike our Mishnah, which says that once it's poured, Mila expires. Okay, before we get back to this question and try to resolve it, but we just quoted a Pasuk to teach us that you have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you see it in the Pasuk? Pasuk is about pouring. My mashmah, what do you see this burning requirement in the Pasuk? V'amar avina asa kodesh kodesh. We have a gzera shava. Using the word kodesh. K'siv hacha ba'kodesh. Here it says ba'kodesh. K'siv hasam ba'yin noiser, which you burn in a makim kodesh. K'siv hasam asaraf tesan noiser ba'yish v'lo yachal ki kodesh hem. So we have kodesh yiras. When we connect the two, man noiser shreif hasam v'kdusha avainami. You burn it, Sreifasa Bikdush. Fine. So we make a link between us and Noiser, you have to burn it Bikdush. Now, our Mishnah, which seems to say that there's no Kedusha once it's poured, there's not like going like the Shita. It is! I feel it him, Rabbi Tzaddik. Our Mishnah can be going like the Shita. So why is it no Mila? In our Mishnah, the Ikalat, we're speaking that he intercepted it midair before it landed on the floor of the underground cavity. Rashi says the Kedusha only gets applied when it lands on the bottom, lands into this area, then it gets this new status that is considered poured wine, which is slated for Sreifa, Ba'esh, Makam Kodesh. But if you catch it mid-air, no, it doesn't yet have that status, and it doesn't have Mila, because look, the old Mila is gone because you've poured it, you've expended it, and this new status hasn't really arrived yet because it hasn't landed on the bottom. There's another version which goes the other way. Perhaps our Mishnah can be consistent with its Shita, that there's Mi'ilah once it lands on the bottom, because our Mishnah is talking about he caught it in the middle, midair. That's why there's no Mi'ilah. Amri, the answer was given, Lai. No, we don't have to tweak the Mishnah accordingly. It landed on the bottom. And still the Mishnah says it's no Mila, and still can be found with Rezavot Tzaddik, who says a Sreifa is required. Because this Sreifa process is only Midrabbanan. They give it a similar status to other unsuitable carbon materials. You burn it, fine. But it's not required in Atayr, and there's no Mila either. What do you mean Rezavot Tzaddik quoted a Pasuk? Asmach, that's just a hint. For the din derabbanan, but min haTorah, there's no din sreifa, there's no din mila, as per our Mishnah. Okay, so let's summarize. Dam has no mila min haTorah from one of three sources, either asatev lochem, or lochapar nasatev, or who has the same status throughout, just like there's no mila post kapara, because that concept of having iser even beyond the fulfillment of the mitzvah is limited to just very specific cases, but not by the Adam. Likewise, before Kapara, there's no Mila as well. The Sachem, just the opposite. There's Mila beforehand, but not after you pour it. initially we said it's not going to work like Rosh Hashanah Tzaddik, who says that it's less kedusha status. The fact is you have to burn it later on. We have two responses. Either Amishan speaking at a quarter mid-air, so never achieved that new status, or Amishan told me not to hear, Rosh Hashanah Tzaddik told me to rabbon on. So that justifies the lack of meal. Okay, all the best to you, and much, much hatzlacha.